Hi, this is Psychic Arthur, extension 8237. And welcome to my podcast, Arthur's Rhymes for the Times. We're doing something a little bit different here. Instead of a meditation, or a cleansing, or breathing exercise podcast, we're going to be taking you back to that time when Mother Goose rhymes were kind of fun, and in some ways, actually made sense. The topics we're covering are cheating, avoiding arguments, and being present. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and maybe even get a laugh or two. As always, have fun, and let's get started. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. "Why do you do that?" Jill asked of the lad. "I don't know," he replied, "but there's no need to be mad."
"Mad? I'm not mad," said Jill, kind of snide.
"Are we still going up the hill to fetch that pail of water outside?"
"You know I can't do it alone. You know what happened the last time I tried."
"I don't know. Maybe later. I'm busy."
"I don't know," Jack sighed, as he cleared his fifth flaming candlestick with the utmost of pride.
"Busy? Later? What does it mean, you don't know?"
Jill screamed. "That's all you ever say. Is this your way of telling me you want me to go away?"
"No," said Jack. "Candlestick jumping is what I do, and it's what I must do today. So don't be mad and don't be sad. But I never did ask you to stay." Holding back tears, not wanting to cry, Jill headed to the door, wondering why. "You never loved me," she suddenly spoke. "Was this all in my head? Was this all some sick joke? Tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, I must know. Did you ever want our love to grow?" Standing in silence, then like a good beau, Jack kissed Jill on her forehead and whispered, "I guess. I don't know." Moral of the story. If you ask a guy a question and he says, "I don't know," believe it or not, he's telling you the truth. He doesn't know. Men process differently than women. Women multitask. Women talk stuff over to get to the bottom of things. Men prioritize and focus on one thing at a time. Men basically go away and process, and then come back with an answer. So if you ask a guy a question and he says, "I don't know," and you reply, "What do you mean you don't know?" Those are fighting words. You just told the guy, "You're lying to me." So things will escalate, everyone starts getting angry, buttons start getting pushed, everyone starts emoting, which is speaking with emotion while no one is hearing each other speak. And you end up with World War 97. So, the next time you ask a guy a question and he says, "I don't know," remember, he's telling the truth. Simply say, "Okay, well, think about it. Let me know." War averted. Enough said. Stay amazing.